Today's episode is a deep one, because I know so many of us have lived and are living it. It's called the rebrand era and why reinvention is not escapism. Hey there, amazing person. I hope you're having an amazing day. If not, that's okay too. Welcome to the 10th episode of Keep Calm and Mental Health On. I'm Aditya Diga, your host. I'm so excited to have you here. It means a lot. So let's get into the messiness of glow-ups, identity shifts, and that girl summers, private stories, and why we're all so obsessed with changing who we are, and what happens when that becomes more of a hiding place than a healing place. So summer is here, and if you're like most of us, you've probably felt the urge to reinvent yourself. You know the vibe. You archive your Instagram posts, you make a new Pinterest board called Glow Up Season, and you convince yourself that this is going to be the summer you finally start journaling, change your friend group, delete Snapchat, wake up at 6 a.m., and basically become a completely new person. I get it. Summer feels like a reset button. School's out, no one's watching, everything is lighter, literally and emotionally. And even when you feel like no one's watching, you start to ask yourself, who do I want to be next? But here's the question I want us to sit with today. When we rebrand, are we actually growing, or are we just running away from the parts of ourselves we haven't made peace yet? So what even is a rebrand? So let's define that. I guess in the business world, you might see rebranding as when a company changes its logo, messaging, or image to reach a new audience or fix a public perception. In our world, it's changing your aesthetic, your friend circle, your social media presence, your habits, your vibe. That's a lot. But the thing is, when a business rebrand, it doesn't stop being what it actually is. Target could go from red to pink, but it's still a Target. So who are you underneath the rebrand? If we strip away the new era, the soft launch posts, the aesthetic Pinterest boards, who's there? Well, a lot of why we feel the need to rebrand is due to digital pressure, because we live in a culture where rebranding is constant. You're expected to glow up, heal, and turn into a new person, post less, post more, find your new style, cut people off, soft block someone, and build a new vibe. And if you're a teenager or young adult growing up online, it's even more complicated because the internet is watching you grow up in real time, which is weird and terrifying and exhausting. We feel this pressure to evolve publicly, to package our identity into something neat, aesthetic, and admirable. But you aren't a brand, you're a person, a messy, changing, learning, contradicting, beautiful human. So when does rebranding become escapism? That's where it gets real, because sometimes rebranding isn't about the growth. It's about the avoidance. Sometimes we reinvent ourselves, not because we've healed, but because we want to skip the healing. Like, you change your look so no one asks how you are really doing. You change your friend group so you don't have to talk about the friendship that ended painfully. You shift your entire personality because the old one felt too broken to fix. And listen, reinvention can be powerful, but only when it's coming from a place of intention, not insecurity. Because identity isn't an aesthetic that you need to constantly be changing. It's a journey that you have to take on yourself. Because you're not a Pinterest mood board. You're not just the sum of your skincare routine and color palette. You are allowed to change, but you don't have to become someone else to be okay. So I think one of the most underrated types of growth is a kind nobody sees. It's not the before and after photos. It's not the new username. It's saying no when you used to people please, choosing silence when you'd normally spiral, and sitting with sadness instead of avoiding it. That's the stuff that sticks. That's the stuff that doesn't fade when the summer ends. I know that for me, there was a summer I completely disappeared from everything. And I told myself it was healing. But really, I was hiding. And I didn't want to be seen. Not because of who I thought I was becoming, some new person I didn't even know yet, but maybe because I was ashamed of who I had been. And for a while, the rebrand worked. People said things like, you're so mature and you're thriving, you're doing so well. But if I'm being honest, I wasn't. And I just got better at hiding my pain behind aesthetics. So eventually, I had to stop running and I had to sit with myself without the filter. And that was when the real rebrand happened and where it really started to feel like I was thriving and I really started to feel that I was mature. And I think that definitely reflected in whatever else I was doing. So if you do want to reinvent yourself this summer, go for it. But make sure to do it with heart. So first ask yourself, what am I running from, if anything? And what am I running toward? Real change happens when you're clear on both. And you need to realize that you don't need to delete who you were, because past you wasn't a mistake. They got you here, they were doing their best. So change your habits, not just your aesthetics. A new outfit won't fix burnout, but a better morning routine might. And invite healing, not hiding. Let your reinvention be a space where you feel more seen, not more invisible. And always know that you don't owe anyone a version of you that isn't real. Not your followers, not your group chat, not even your past self. So where is this escapism that hides under the term of reinvention start? Well, we all have this inner narrator that it's like, you're not enough. You need to change to be loved. You have to impress them. And this is what goes on during the summer for a lot of us. But what if this summer you tried a different narrator? What if they said you are enough, even in progress? You're allowed to change slowly and you don't have to be perfect to be loved. You're not behind. You're not broken. You're just becoming. Becoming is messy. Beautiful, and most importantly, human. So here's a little challenge. Take out a journal or even the notes app and write down, what do I want more of in my life right now? What am I avoiding? Who am I when I'm not performing for others? And then if you do rebrand, rebrand from that place. Not because you feel like you're not enough, but because you know who you are. Because you don't have to change to be worthy. So if you're in your glow up era, your quiet girl summer, or your I deleted everything and I'm starting over chapter, just remember this. You're allowed to reinvent, definitely, but you don't have to vanish to be valid. Change can be healing, but hiding isn't the same as healing. You are already enough, not because you rebranded, but because you are worthy all along. So make sure to choose truth over a trend and walk your own messy, real, and ever-evolving journey. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Keep Calm and Mental Health On. It can be found on Instagram at Keep Calm Mental Health On and Spotify, YouTube, and iHeartRadio. So if this resonated with you, share it with a friend who might need to hear it. Next episode, we'll talk about how burnout isn't a badge of honor, and why it is so important to give time for yourself to rest and rejuvenate. Until next time, stay kind to your mind and take care. Signing off with love and leaving you lots of positivity, this is a DT reminding you to keep calm and mental health on.